from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid-team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews. I am the special guest. It is me. I'm having so much fun here on a Falcons Friday that I decided, you know what? I'm not going anywhere.
Hey, keep the train on the tracks, baby. Keep this train running.
Keep it moving.
Like a fat kid chasing a donut downhill, it's going to be rolling, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be rolling.
But I would be remiss if I didn't say I am joined by All American.
Come on.
National champion.
I thought I could count on you, man.
Mike Johnson.
I thought you were my boy.
Here with me and radio legend. And also our resident shrink, Allie Mack.
Yeah, psychoanalyst.
That is true.
Hanging out, man. Look, sound great on Hometown Tech.
Appreciate
I was like
it.
Locked in. Like, man, this, hey, Dylan's going to get them vibes. He's got a four-hour day ahead of him.
I'm ready.
But I'm excited. Honestly, never done a show where you're the host.
That's right.
With you. So this is going to be a lot of fun, man. We've been working together a year and a half, Allie. I've never had this situation happen. So
this is quite a combo then.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it is. I Dylan always brings the positive vibes. I will say this, and I thought about this on the way in, and I hope you guys understand that this is the best compliment I can give you. I don't think there could be a more positive trio that this station would put out on a morning show.
You know what? I think you're right.
I think the positivity vibes are at an all-time high. I mean, Bo has his swoons. Tiff, you know, she can be up and down at times. Robbie T is, you know what? He's like, man, I don't want to talk about the Braves, you know, sometimes. But man, it's all positive vibes, even though the Braves are doing everything they can to take that away from us, man. So man. It should be a fun show. I'm happy that we're all hanging out on a Friday, and it's a big Friday. I made the point to Dylan last night, Allie. I was like, anybody who wanted to talk about the Braves before yesterday woke up this morning and go, football season.
Yeah. Right, it's time.
Bring me football season, please.
Please,
let's
God,
shift.
Turn the page.
Yeah.
Please.
But one thing about, and we'll get to the Falcons here in just a second. But one thing about the Braves, I mean, while we continue your point on being a positive show, is the one bright side that they scored 12 runs in the past two games. Now, I know a lot of those runs were garbage runs yesterday, but, I mean, Austin hits a
homer. Marcel goes yickety. So,
I think the Austin Riley thing is definitely a positive.
Yeah,
right. And I think Marcel just continues to be Marcel. We've kind of asked, you know, who can be the linchpin moving forward? Who can be the indicator, right, of who, you know, how far this offense can go? I think Austin Riley's moving into that vibe. You kind of need two or three of them. We've said all along, if Matt Olson can get going, maybe it lights up this offense. Well, he's not getting going, and even when he did, it, you know, it didn't always result in wins. I think that you take a little bit away. Now, in the end, you had guys like Eli White driving in runs, which that was not part of your bingo card probably going into that series.
Right.
So I'll kind of take that out and put that in my back pocket. And look, sometimes I think that baseball teams, specifically the Brewers, sometimes you ease off the throttle a little bit when you've built up that much of a lead. So I don't know. I'll tell you this much. It's all positive vibes, but I feel worse about the Braves than I probably ever have all season.
It's very upsetting. I mean, even Glavin was on he was in the booth yesterday, and Snit was starting to make calls, calling the bullpen. And he was like, if my phone rings, I'm not answering.
I'm done.
I wish his phone would ring, because honestly, yeah, he'd probably give you a little bit more than some of the stuff you got thrown out there yesterday. That was as bad. And I heard the stat too, and I think Tom Glavin actually might have said this. Charlie Morton has made, almost 400 career starts. He's never given up that many taters in a game as he did yesterday. The ball was flying out of the park. And any of the conspiracy theorists, and I know that we'll talk to Grant about this later, our resident conspiracy theorist is not on here, but I really do. I am starting to feel like the balls are different. You know, people have been like, man,
you're buying into it.
Hey, people are like, man, they've been giving the Braves dead balls all, you know. Like, now I'm looking at the ones that are getting shipped to Truist Park, and I'm like, that's a live ball, dude. Like, that thing is juiced.
It's
that
ready
ball
to go.
Is juiced. I don't understand. I know that Grant kind of laughs about that, but it's just, it is what it is.
We have another conspiracy theorist on the show today.
It's this chair over here. I got to get out of this chair. I got to move somewhere, man.
Something's in the water.
It's the juice, I guess.
Man. Allie's going to have to read you down next. But
I know.
That was six more minutes than we thought we were going to talk about the Braves this segment. But this hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Let's talk about something positive. Speaking about the positive morning show we got going this morning, let's talk about something we're all looking forward to, which is Atlanta Falcons football. Man, we are ready to get into it. They're going to get going here 7 o'clock, but guess what? Coverage right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, starts right here at 5 p.m. with the guy to my left, Mikey P. Chris Goforth, going to be with you as well.
Let that man out the cage.
Woo!
Let that man out the cage.
He's ready to get it going.
I've never been so geeked up to do a preseason game. Let's go.
I have to ask you this. Besides Michael Penix Jr., because everybody's excited to see him, who are you most excited to see tonight?
Great question. I think that I think the one thing I'm most excited to see is coaching involved, right? I want to see the schematics of what a Zach Robinson offense will look like. I want to see what Jimmy Lake's kind of shell defense looks like. I want to see how Raheem Morris and what ways he's grown on the sideline and head coach in the last 12-some-odd years. And I think that one of the reasons I'm so excited about tonight is there's so many unanswered questions about this team and how it comes together and what these players all look like in different roles. There's draft picks, there's quarterback signings, there's Darnell Mooney. I mean, now obviously you're not going to get to see all those guys. So I think if you had asked me that question in 3 weeks or 4 weeks, right, when it's week one, I tell you, man, I'm excited to see, you know, Kirk Cousins and his, you know, him hooking up with Kyle Pitts this year. But for right now, schematically, seeing Jimmy Lake in his role, Zach Robinson calling plays for the first time, I want to see what personnel they start out in. I want to see if Charlie Warner's a part of the first package. I just want to see schematically what they're trying to get done. It'll be very vanilla, right? I mean, they're not going to run any trick plays to start the game. I mean, that's just not what you're going to see. But Zach Robinson, just kind of the shell of what he's trying to do. We saw so much wide zone, quick slants, flat screens, and then play action passes last year that I expect Zach Robinson to throw a little bit more sprinkles on top of that this year.
So you're telling me on top of the vanilla ice cream, there'll be a little sprinkles?
Yeah, a little sprinkles.
A little sprinkles.
Maybe some M&M's thrown in there.
Oh,
just a little bit.
M&M's.
I don't want to do anything too crazy.
Okay.
I don't want to do anything too crazy.
That sounds like a little bit of a party there, man.
Not just yet. Not just yet. Look, and like I said, it'll be a slow build, man, but a lot of questions schematically. 3-4-4-3, what's the shell, what's the personnel, how does certain guys fit into that shell? That's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Allie, I have to ask you this. obviously the Braves, and we just talked a lot about the Braves. It's not a Braves question, but obviously the Braves do play tonight. We know that TV, when 8:40 hits, I believe, is first pitch. We know that TV is going to be locked in there. Is there any chance that Grant watches any of the Falcons preseason game? Are you and Grant watching any of the Falcons preseason game before the Braves game starts? Because there's like an hour and a half window there.
Yeah, I think there's such a different air about this season. Everyone's excited to see it, right? Myself, Grant included. We all want to see what the Falcons are going to do this year.
I am curious, Allie, in your household. Now, I mean, it's no secret. I know that Lindsay's that way. I know Simone's that way in his house. Do you put your foot down on, like, multiple TVs in the living room?
Because, that's a great question.
You know what I mean? Like, we always salivate. Abe Gordon's got, like, five TVs in his living room.
Yeah.
It's really? Literally, I mean, just five. But he's a bachelor, and he gets to do what he wants to. I have made that pitch to my wife. I'm like, you know, in the kids' playroom, let's just throw a couple 55s on the wall. You know what I mean? That way they can watch, you know, whatever they want to watch. They can watch the Magic School Bus or whatever.
And you can have the game on.
I can have the game on. I mean, this makes a lot of sense.
The win-win.
Been shut down just time after time.
We have not had this conversation yet. There's only one TV in the living room. But again, we're only 8 months into this marriage. I could see that happening in the future. I could see a conversation happening around having multiple TVs, especially – you know, in like a different room, maybe not the living room, maybe not the centerpiece of the house, maybe bedrooms. I don't know.
Do you guys, and I don't know if I've ever asked you this question, Dylan, this has been an ongoing topic with my wife and some of her friends. Do you guys do TVs in the bedroom? And like, what does that look like? Because we have a couple friends that, no, we don't do TVs in the bedroom. Bedrooms for our time.
It's hilarious that you asked this because
it sounded a little crazy when I said that.
No,
you know what I meant.
I know what you meant, though.
To conversate, not anything else.
Exactly. So Simone and I actually only have one television. Okay. We live in a one bedroom apartment. So, you know, balling on a budget, and we just sometimes we bring the TV to the bedroom. Like last night, TV was out in the living room. It's a mobile TV. Yeah, just pick. I mean, you just pick it up. It's just one plug. You just pick it up. I pick it up, move it to the bedroom. So we watched Equalizer 3 for a little bit last night. We will discuss. It's like, hey.
Equalizer 3.
Do you want to watch the living room or the bed?
Man.
Do we want to move this to the bed or not? Like, that's literally a question that happens on a nightly basis, Mike. I am not joking.
Come on, man. Like,
how big is the TV?
I feel like I need to hit Prime Day for y'all, dog. And just like, hey, give me y'all's address. Let me send one over, dog.
It's
like,
cool, though. It's easy.
Like, is it like, how big is this TV?
It's probably somewhere between 35, 40 inch, like that.
No,
it's not that heavy, though. Like, I got long arms, man. You see this wingspan?
That's a computer monitor in my house, dog. You can't.
All right, maybe it's like 50. I don't know, but
I'm done.
It's big. It's big
maybe
enough to
it's
where
50. You just said 35 to 40.
I don't know. I haven't measured it, but
yeah,
the thing is, like, it's big enough to where we can easily see it sitting on the couch in the living room, and we can just as easily see it watching from the bed. It doesn't mess up our viewing experience at all. It's not little. Like, you know what I'm gonna do when I get home this morning. I'm going to send you and Allie a picture of the TV, and y'all can guesstimate how big it is, because I'm not sure.
Kill me over, bro. It didn't kill me over. We're only, it's 6:12. You're going to kill me over.
It's going to be a good show today. I can already tell that.
Knock me out of my shoes, bro.
Hey, man, just mobile TV. You want to go to bed?
All right, I'll move it.
Listen, I know I'm out of pocket with television. I am way over the top. I mean, I got one in the garage, one on the deck. I mean, I'm all over the place, but, bro, you killed me. You knocked me out right there.
Hey,
segment one.
You only need one. All right, when we come back here, we got to get into it. At least a little bit longer. It's a Falcons Friday, but that panic button, my hand's over it on the Braves. We'll talk about it next. Here on the Morning Shift, Dylan Matthews hanging out with Mike Johnson and Allie Mack. We'll be back here on Sports Radio, 92.9 Game and the Odyssey app.
This is JR from the JR Sport Brief with a Sports Minute. Sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shift.
Nice. Nice.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let me tell you. Girl, you my little
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift with your boy Dylan Matthews alongside Mikey P, Michael Paul, whatever you want to call him, Mike Johnson, and radio legend Ali Mack hanging out with us yet again. And I didn't think this would be the talk of the first 20 minutes of the show, but it has turned out that way. I only have one TV.
Stop calling me an All-American. Start calling me the local TV connoisseur.
Evidently, that's what I am on this show.
You were giving me some good advice during the break.
I mean, here's the thing, man. I my wife makes fun of me for how many TVs we have, and I just bought three more screens for my racing simulator. Like, you know, the little three got
one
on the side. Yeah, you know what I mean? Where I'm like looking out my passenger side window.
Wow.
And so I have a few of these things, and I just can't imagine a world. And look, it's just the thought of you scooping up your TV, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pause in Equalizer 3 and being like, hey, let me take this thing in there. And you know, plugging her up, and having to you know, reboot this thing. I don't know, man. Like it, and I was telling y'all the story in the break, and I'll tell this really quick. And I know we got to talk Braves, but nobody really wants to talk Braves right now. It's so bad. When I started dating my wife, I lived in Birmingham, and she lived here, and it was the first time that she had ever like lived alone, right? Mm-hmm. So she had just gotten rid of her rear projection VCR combo unit, which was absolutely hilarious that she still had one of those. That's a whole other conversation for another day.
Yeah.
She also had a Tupperware full of just regular DVDs for some reason. And we're talking about like 2016. I'm like, bro, you don't even have Blu-rays. You just got the normal.
Right.
You just got the normal DVD.
And the other part of that is in a Tupperware, she didn't have like the little like case, the little flip book case where you just slide them in the little plastic.
Bro, I literally bought her one of those for Christmas the next year. After I found this Tupperware.
Yes.
She had one of the Tupperwares that goes under the bed with the wheels on it. She rolled this thing out, and I was like, "No, you did not just roll out a Tupperware full of movies, bro."
Nah, that's put different. That back.
We got to talk. So the next Christmas, I was like, "Hey, I just want to give you this. Like, I feel like this is the only way we can move forward. Let me give you this CD binder. But anyway, so like, I go over her new apartment when she just moved in for alone, and she points at her new TV she just bought. She's like real proud of it, bro. And it was a 32, and it was like 12 foot away. And I was like,
you ain't catching much on that.
I was like, man, so you're telling me for big game weekends, we're going to Birmingham.
Right.
We're going to my spot. Because I was going to say right now, I was like, I can't even tell how many outs there are in the Braves game right now. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Is that one dot or two?
I don't know. Did you
Is the pixels off? I can't tell.
What resolution is this?
Are we in native 320p right now? I can't see anything. But we got to talk about it. We've already had a couple people weigh in, man, on the X. They're like, man, get this man a TV.
Well, let me take it one step further. So,
how is that possible?
What's about to be said?
You know how I stream from time to time, right? And so, the way streaming, everybody kind of gets a grasp of how the streaming works.
I have not even thought about this.
I have one monitor for the computer, like that's for the computer screen. So when I turn on the computer, what I see on the computer screen. But when I'm playing the Switch, I hook the Switch up to the TV. So
it's
like
on that too.
It's on that
it's
TV.
On that
so
TV.
I have when I stream, I have to move the TV. I have to move the TV from wherever it is, bedroom or living room. And I have to put it on top of the desk for my streaming
and
setup.
He's been calling you a radio legend. He's a Twitch legend. You know what I mean? He's a Mario Carter. And, he'll get on there and broadcast his Twitch stream and his Mario Kart and do whatever he's got to do, whatever other game.
Yeah.
But I now envision – bro, I'm done. Well, envisioning this man booting up his 32 and moving it, like, to his dining room table.
Well,
I'm done with this guy.
I think I have come to the conclusion now. I think it's 50. I think it's 50.
No, bro, no.
I'm going to send you a picture. I think it's at least 50.
Bro, you can't say it's 35 or 40 and then go, no, I'm pretty sure it's 50.
No, I'm pretty sure it's 50 because I didn't realize, like, that was, like, 32.
That's a 32
my
right
TV
there,
is no. definitely yeah. bigger than that.
Yeah, that's a 32.
But yeah, so we were supposed to, because shout out to Simone's dad, he sent me the first monitor that I used for the computer. He was supposed to send us another one because he just has extra monitors, but it got lost in the mail, so I've just been rocking with the TV as the second screen.
Well, the good news is I don't need to ask you for your Santa Claus list because I know what's on that list this year. You know what I'm saying? We'll have to come together as a show.
If anybody wants to send me a TV, I won't say no. Oh, man, this hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We do, unfortunately, as much fun as we're having talking about TVs, we do have to talk about what wasn't great to watch on anybody's TV yesterday, and that was the Atlanta Braves. They lose to the Milwaukee Brewers. Another blowout, 16-7, and this thing was over really before it got started. We touched on it in the opening segment. Charlie Morton absolutely shelled yesterday. Doesn't even make it out of the third inning, gives up 4 yickities, taters, whatever you want to call them. Uh-huh. And it was 8-0 by the time the top of the third ended.
Can I just be quite honest with y'all? I turned this game off 3 times.
Really?
Like, I turned this game off 3 times. I was like, I can't watch. And then I was like, I need to watch. And then I was like, I can't watch it anymore. Like, and every time I turned it back on, tater.
Yeah.
Tater or a ball going off the wall that was close to being a tater. Because I think they had what? What did you say? 5 or 6 taters?
Yeah.
They had probably 3 more that hit off the wall. And it was a laser show last night for Milwaukee to the point where I'm like thinking about putting Milwaukee at the top of my playoffs list as far as teams making runs.
Really?
Because Jackson Churio last night mentioned the 20-year-old. He hit 2 of them, and he looks like a superstar in the making. And he looks that looks like a team that, given the right circumstances, could absolutely catch fire, much in the way that you saw the Rangers, teams like the Diamondbacks do in recent years. They seem like that kind of team. They could come out of nowhere from a middling division in the NL Central and make a run at it. When we've been talking about the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Braves, I wouldn't want to play the Brewers right now. That's for sure.
No, definitely not. I mean, and now I feel like Braves fans, that we all need to be talked off the ledge, right? I mean, this is a 5-game losing streak that we're in the middle of, and it's just so difficult to watch it day after day. And you're just like, nope, this is going to be the one. No. Not again. Oh, this is going to be the one. Not again. It just keeps happening.
Yeah. And I'll say this too, because we've gone back and forth on this. And this was back when Ronaldo Lopez was healthy and Max Fried was healthy and Chris Sale was healthy. And it was like, is that the 3-man rotation when you get in the playoffs? Like, if you get in one of those series and you need a 3-man rotation, is that the rotation? And everybody has said, well, Charlie Morton's been there. You want a guy like that in the playoffs. Charlie Morton's been that guy. He's a vet presence. Ronaldo Lopez, this is his first year stretching back out. Bro, no, I don't want no part of it. Even if the Braves are able to scratch and claw and actually get in the playoffs at this point, which is not a slam dunk in any realm, I don't want to see Charlie Morton go.
Brave.
And it's not a knock to him as much as it is just reality at this point.
And to your point about the Braves being in real danger of not making the postseason, postseason starts today. Braves aren't in the playoffs.
Dunsky.
They're over.
Done.
It's over with. They're a half game out of the final wild card spot behind the Mets after the Mets got a win yesterday. And you were talking about Charlie Morton. I don't want to see Charlie Morton in the postseason at this point either. It just seems like he doesn't have it, and honestly, I hate to say it this way, he's looking old now. He's showing his age at this point, Mike. To me, he's showing his age.
And why is that? That's what I can't seem to put together. He's been an ageless wonder that really, I mean, yeah, we'll talk to Grant about this later today, but I want to say that Charlie Morton's like 31 or 32 by the time he kind of came on the scene, even as a, you know, an elite. And usually you don't see that. And he just has this, you know, resurgence as far as his age goes, where now you're eight some odd years into that. And we talk about this being his last year. And yesterday, I don't think that's ever been more apparent. It was hot. It was the middle of the day, and I hate to say it, but when you have guys that are older, longer in the tooth as far as baseball players go, and you think of them pitching in 95-degree heat, that's exactly what it felt like we got yesterday. So.
Yeah, I mean, and the stress is just building on him. You can see it. And then every single face in the dugout, they were not having a good time yesterday. It was just – it's just so heartbreaking to watch because we've been getting our hopes up every single season. Last year didn't work out. This year it's clearly not working out. And I wonder, as we get guys healthy again, like Michael Harris, could that help in the future? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
We talked about Charlie Morton, and – honestly, what else makes me concerned about, you know, him looking old, the other thing about it is, too, he was talking about what happened yesterday, and he said yesterday he felt good, and he just went up against a good-hitting ball club.
Man, I look back and it's just like the way my ball's spinning. I think the way the ball's moving, I think it's no better or worse than normal. I just think that they're a really good team. And I think that the windows there for me today weren't big at all. There was barely any chase. The Churio first at bat, he chased two balls way out of the zone. But other than that, I just don't feel like there was a ton of chase. It's like you really got to make the right pitch in the right situation to them because they're very patient. There wasn't a lot of chase. There was a lot of deep counts, fouling balls off.
Hearing that concerns me a little bit.
It concerns me because Luke Williams had a better stat line than you did yesterday, Charlie Morton. Like, you look – they put in Luke Williams for the last two innings, and he only gave up two runs. And look, I mean, you can kind of see it written all over Charlie Morton's face, right? When that first or second home run leaves the park, he kind of turned around, and, you know, the television camera catches his face, and it's just like a look of confusion. He's like, man, I
don't know what's going on.
Didn't expect that ball to fly that far. Like, that actually got some pretty good air under it. That wasn't that one left the park in a hurry, man. But it just, as much fun as it was to see Austin Riley and Marcelo Ozuna hit it out of the park, it just wasn't ever going to happen yesterday with Morton on the hill.
You just could not enjoy it after that again. Just obliteration by the Brewers of the Braves yesterday. And again, postseason starts today. They're not in the mix. Half game out of that final wild card spot, and now third in the NL East. It could all flip very fast. Life comes at you fast. Life came at the Serbian national team fast after Le Captain America, KD and Steph Curry, put Team USA on their back. We'll let you hear about that. And Ali Mack also talks about how love is in the air at the Olympics as well. We'll get into all that next here on The Morning Shift. Dylan Matthews hanging out with Mike Johnson and Ali Mack. We'll be back right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Durant, he wants the ISO. He's got the ISO. Five to shoot. The cross. The sauce.
And he's not nice.
The flash.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is The Morning Shift. Your boy Dylan Matthews hanging out with Mike Johnson and Ali Mack, and there you heard KD coming up clutch along with Le Captain America and Steph Curry as Team USA comes back from 17 down to defeat the Serbian national team. Bogey, he showed out. Hopefully he keeps that same energy for the Hawks this season. But Bogdan Bogdanovic and Nikola Jokic, three-time, NBA MVP, they gave it their best shot, outscored Team USA in every single quarter except the final quarter, but Team USA was just too much to handle, and that includes Steph Curry, who had an amazing game for Team USA last night. He finishes with 36 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 12 of 19 from the field, 9 of 14 from 3. He had his breakout game, and LeBron James knew it was coming all along.
It's only a matter of time before you have one of these games. We can see it every day. He put too much work in not to have a game like this, and it was we went one any other way, and it was the perfect timing for Steph to come out and do what he did.
Dylan, I want to ask you, take this team, 2024 U.S. men's basketball team, clearly they're having a lot of success over there in Paris. Put them against the dream team of 92, Jordan, Pippen, Ewing. Who's going to win?
That is a amazing question, and it's a very tough question too. I'm going to go with the Dream Team only because I feel like the Dream Team, for lack of a better term, Dream Team just got more killers. They got more killers. Like, you got LeBron, you got Steph, you got KD, but you talk about Mike, you talk about Larry, you talk about Magic Johnson, you talk about Charles Barkley, Ewing. I mean, had a lot of killers on that team.
I think the conversation is probably a little more, a little tighter if more of these guys on this team were in their prime. Right, when you if you were dealing with a 32-year-old LeBron James as opposed to a 40-year-old LeBron James, mm-hmm. if you were dealing with a little bit younger Steph, a little bit younger KD,
that's a good point too.
I think that conversation's a little bit different. I think that not that every guy on the Dream Team was in their prime, but I think a lot of them were closer to it.
Yes.
Than some of these guys are now. Still very good players.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, but it's just such a different dynamic where you faced off last night against a two-time MVP. And, like, you would have never seen that with the Dream Team back in 92. Like, you would have never seen them going on the international, you know, level and playing somebody like that. So, I think it is a phenomenal question. In watching last night, I almost like that it's not as dominant as the Dream Team was because
it's more fun.
Dude, that arena was off the hook yesterday. And like, the place was about to collapse, it felt like.
And can I tell you, that fourth quarter was absolute cinema to watch. It was so fun because you felt like Team USA, they were really on the ropes. They were legit on the ropes. Like, there was, with 6 minutes left in that game, I thought, man, Team USA might actually lose this, and this is going to be the upset of, you know, the decade, the century, whatever you want to say. But then LeBron just does LeBron. Steph does Steph. I mean, Joel hit some big shots. KD, you heard the shot, the big bucket there. I mean, they just turned it on and said, man, we got more manpower than you. We're not going to let you beat us.
Just hearing those names, though, it brings such a new light to Allie's question about the Dream Team. Because, like, it's awesome to watch all those guys play together. You know what I mean?
It was so fun.
And it really is in its own way. And that's, you know, comparisons. It really is in its own way watching a Dream Team where Steph can do so many different things from the perimeter. KD's ability to separate. LeBron's, you know, physicality and ability to drive. Like, Joel Embiid just knocking down freaking jumpers. I mean, and not to mention the slam he had along the baseline, which was just nasty.
That was nice. Get out the way.
But, yeah, it's just a lot of fun to watch all those guys play kind of arm in arm.
Yeah, and, I mean, the other thing, too, well, we get into talking about the Dream Team and the 2024 team conversation. I think the Dream Team may have had a little bit more chemistry, but it does feel like this 2024 USA basketball team is starting to figure out how to play together, because when you do have these many stars, it does take a little bit of time to mesh, and it seems like they're finally meshing, and they finally figured it out. I saw a tweet yesterday. I thought I was actually pretty accurate talking about Steve Kerr just stopped coaching, and they just let the players play, right. And they're all like, just move out the way, and we're going to do it.
He's sipping coffee. Y'all got it?
Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Just hot hand. Give it the hot hand. Feed the hot hand.
Real quick before the timeout, how old were you in 92?
Not born.
Minus four.
Negative four.
Oh, man.
Not even a thought to my mom yet, probably.
I knew it. That's funny, boy.
And, hey, speaking of when people were born and children and all that, love seems to be in the air also in the Paris Olympics. Let's hit a timeout.
It's time for a timeout on the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So I did notice with the Olympics, seven of the athletic couples out there.
Seven
have gotten engaged. Sailing partners Sarah Strayart and Charlene Picon. They were both proposed to by their boyfriends after they earned a bronze medal. American shot putter Peyton Oderhall proposed to Maddie Nilis on August 4th next to the Eiffel Tower. By the way, we should have seen this coming. They're in Paris.
You know what,
Eiffel Tower.
So true.
You better
the city of love.
Yeah, you better plan that proposal wisely because I'm sure you're getting down on one knee and there's probably four other people.
I was
going
to say,
there's
somebody right next to you.
So true.
There is also American rower Justin Best. He proposed to his girlfriend of 9 years, Lainey. Also, if Justin came home without proposing after 9 years and they went to the Olympics in Paris, Lainey's out of here. So congratulations.
There was
going to
be problems.
That ship is sailing.
So I wanted to bring this up because you got to give credit where credit is due. I almost ruined my proposal from the Grant McCauley. And I think it's a hilarious story. And I can't imagine the stress he was under. There's so many emotions that go into planning a proposal. You have done this.
Yes.
You know, Mike.
Yes.
And so the scheming that goes on. I'm so glad I didn't have to do this. I was in a meeting at work and I had felt faint. We're about 3-4 days out from our trip to Hawaii. We were going, I was going to run the Honolulu Marathon, and I just fainted in front of like 100 people.
What?
Oh my gosh. Hit the ground.
What happened?
I had been feeling sweaty and gross and clammy.
Oh gosh.
And my friend went to get me water and just splat went down. So the EMTs had to come get me.
What?
They could not find my heartbeat at all. I was like, well, this is how we find out I'm a vampire.
Oh my gosh.
So, I thought we were talking about love.
We are talking about love.
Come on, new beginnings, not ends.
We're figuring out how we get to love, Mike.
Yes, we're figuring out how we get to love. So Grant obviously had to come get me. He took me to the ER, and I'm hooked up to a banana bag. They are monitoring me all day long. What had happened was, in the training for the marathon, I was so dehydrated, I also caught a bug. So it was like physically impossible for me to stay hydrated. But I can only imagine, and at this point, like when I'm just laying there, I'm thinking, well, we're not going to Hawaii.
Right.
This stinks. Oh. And Grant said, just think about where you're going to be a week from now.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. That's
good
great.
Good job, Grant.
And they cleared me. They're like, okay, go. You trained. Do it. And Grant was right, because a week later, he proposed.
Oh,
he knew what he was saying in
good
that moment.
Job,
he
Grant.
Knew what he was saying.
He planted a seed.
He stuck to the plan.
The one hiccup, though, was the Braves traded for Sean Murphy an hour before he proposed.
Oh, I know Grant was in shambles when he got that notification.
Oh,
live
tweet.
Hits from halfway around the world.
Yeah.
Grant, can you come on? I'm kind of in Hawaii right now, in the middle of something.
Man, that's too funny.
That is amazing.
And look, I saw another proposal, too. It was it was a reverse proposal. It was the female proposing the male, which I have no problem with.
I saw that too.
I saw that yesterday. Which was really cool, and he was in the crowd. She just got done competing, and she, you know, popped the question, pinned something on him. It wasn't like a ring. She gave him like a lapel pin.
They called it momentum.
Yeah,
momentum.
Yeah, which I thought was really cool. My wife almost ruined my proposal as well.
Really,
and it was my fault. I wanted to propose like around like a bonfire kind of thing. We had a cabin, like nice scenery, sun setting. It's like 20 degrees though,
ooh.
And I'm like trying to get the fire lit. It's windy. I'm like can't get the flame, you know, can't cover the lighter long enough, can't get enough newspapers in there, can't get it lit. She's freezing. I turn around, she's gone. All right, she's gone. I'm like, oh, man.
She's like, chalk it.
All of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, I'm still trying to get it lit. She comes out on the balcony in her sweatpants and like a t-shirt, and she's got like a solo cup of wine. She's like, hey, just come inside. I don't want to sit out there at all. So just come inside. Like, I don't know what you're even doing. I don't even want to smell smoky. Just come on inside. I was like, well, this sucks. Like, that did not go according to plan.
So
I go inside to the fireplace. I'm like, I'm going to light a fire in the fireplace. Can't get that one lit either. Bro, it was done. It was done. It ended up being cool because I think she had a hint that it was coming. She kind of teed me up later on. We were kind of, you know, looking. We were on the balcony, kind of looking out over things, and kind of came to a good spot. And I dropped the, hey, did I tell you I talked to your dad the other day?
Oh.
And then her
got
heart
the
was
blessing.
Like, boom, boom,
right.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. And then she's like, you did? Yeah.
I did.
As a matter of fact, I had to ask him a question. Oh.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the voice we have going on here.
Right. Yeah. I had to ask you a question. I was not nearly that smooth. And if you ask her, she's like, I basically proposed to you.
Wow.
She basically teed me.
Dang, she taking the credit?
Yeah, man. I'm like, hey, don't cut my legs off under me like that. You know what I mean? Don't take my manhood away.
I had it all planned out.
Yeah. But she almost ruined it. She did. But she brought it back around. So shout out to her.
Yeah,
but
she teed you up and you hit a table.
Hey, why are you doing it? Why are you trying to start that fire? I don't want to be out there. It's too cold.
Just come inside.
Just come inside.
It's over. The moment's over. It's done.
Man, how many weeks of planning does that take?
At least 2 months. I booked the cabin.
Okay.
I had the ring, obviously. Probably got the ring a month before I did it. Yeah. So I was like, you know, looking through the slideshow at the cabin, being like, there's it. There's the spot right there. There's where it's going down. I'm like, please don't rain. Wasn't raining. Just really, really cold. So there you go.
There it is. Love has been the air in Paris. And hopefully, you know, if you're planning a proposal out there, you got some tips from Allie, got some tips from Mike. And you know how to have a successful proposal. But when we come back here, about 7 minutes from now, here on The Morning Shift, what are you wanting to see? And if you need an excuse to your maybe potential spouse or fiance or your partner about why you need to watch an entire Falcons preseason game, well, we're going to give you position battles, players, matchups to watch in tonight's Falcons Dolphins preseason game getting kicked off. with coverage starting here at 5 o'clock here on Sports Radio 99 The Game with Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth. We got position battles, matchups, players to watch, all coming up next here on The Morning Shift. Dylan Matthews, Ali Mack, and Mike Johnson. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.